Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. Okay, I thought I'd just give you a different read today on that, since, you know, I don't want you to become complacent in any way around our show. Dudes, here it is, Thursday, and man, do I have a lot of exciting information for you. If you are on my email list, you should have received a link to the free awesome webinar that we did recapping all the important parts of the creation process, and you should have received the explanation and the new infinity formula. Both of those, my heart gifts to you. I do not want any financial ramifications in the way of anyone being able to access these things or use these things. It is, again, from everything that we can put together, the most advanced expansion into the creation process yet, according to our work and the point of view that we come from. So, again, if you did not receive those either in your account or via email, that means you're not signed up for my email and on my list. So if you want to get it, please go to IMDWallace, sign up for the e-blast. It's right on the home page. You get a beautiful little meditation, and make sure you let us know, and we will send you these two incredibly valuable things that, of course, everybody tells me I should be charging for. Okay, so on to, I want to talk about the infinity equation, because we're really getting a much better understanding of what's going on here. So if you look at the infinity equation, you'll see that the top part of it is integrity times two, and then it goes on. So I want to read you the definition of integrity. The first one is soundness of moral principle and character. But that's not the one that we're going to focus on the most. The second one is the state of being whole or entire, or undiminished. So the wholeness then times two with the infinite space symbol expanded out to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0 infinity. Over the masculine, feminine, and child balance to the 10th power. So we've got the wholeness expanded out over the balance of masculine, feminine, and child. Now, on my notes from Creation Station that I found, which is where this was first introduced to us, the notes say, when we move out of faith, we lose integrity. So, in other words, when we move out of faith, we lose our wholeness. Ha, interesting, huh? So, I will share with you an experience of the trip that I've been through here in the last week. I had chomped my cheek and chewed on my cheek so much during the days of stress that I had a little ball that had grown inside my right cheek. Now, this is my power side. I want you to, you know, keep focused on what we're talking about here. And when I went to have it checked, he went, oh, this has to come out. This has to come out. And we have to biopsy it, right? Now, in my knowing, when I kept my heart aligned straight, strong, and through the ID point, I could hold myself in my knowing and knowing that it was nothing, everything was fine, and I was perfect wellness. But to watch the, and it was a struggle, that's the only word I can give you for it, to watch the struggle that went on within me that would pull me back into the fear of, oh my God, what if it's cancer? And I would find myself having those thoughts. And, of course, as soon as I found myself having those thoughts, something on the radio or TV would come on going, you know, cancer is increased, blah, 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 right? This is how we attract what we're in fear of. And I would go, okay, Dee, you want to go there? Because if you want to go there, you might as well go there all the way and play out you dying and how everybody's going to feel sorry for you and how much they're going to lose you and miss you. And, oh, my God, what are you going to do without your daughter and how's she ever going to make it without you? And let's just play it out. Let's play the drama out so you can see that's not what you want. So you can start laughing and go back to your knowing. And what do you know? You know that you are wellness and health and wholeness. So it was an interesting ride for me to see how on a cellular, energetic level, how indoctrinated into this fear that we are and how conscious I had to be. And I mean really conscious during the entire week here to keep bringing myself back to what I know, because if I didn't bring myself back to what I know, I would start creating the fear I was in. That's the vigilance I'm asking you to move into and acknowledge right now, that wholeness of you, that integrity of you, that knows, the God of you that knows that you're creating your own life here. Now, after that, in working with this, they kept taking me back and forth between the infinity formula and the cocktail. Now, the cocktail, as you know, are the first five or six points on the first sheet of our sheets. If you don't have the sheets or don't have the new sheets, you need to take the Balance podcast at IMD Wallace and you will receive the sheets. Or if you have done any of my programs where you have been given the sheets and you need the new revised sheets, which I believe are the first of last year, maybe, then you need to email us and we'll get them to you. They should have gone out also to everyone who's in the system. Okay, so we have two lists, basically, guys. We have what we call the PPV list, which is everyone that's ever ordered anything from us, and they have an account. And then we have the email list. This, the infinity symbol, and the free webinar should have gone out to everybody. So what they're saying is right now to combine the cocktail, claim the cocktail and the infinity symbol, because what that does, the cocktail is you knowing that you're the power. The infinity formula, as the power that you are, exercises that power of wholeness into every subject you are wanting to create. So again, whenever we move out of faith, we lose our integrity, aka wholeness. In other words, we separate and we are not functioning with the wholeness of who we are. Now, what I'm being told right now is that we will, this is interesting, somehow something that we will discover or bring into the webinar with Susan Shadburn next Wednesday will cover this also, which I've been asking. As you know, Susan Shadburn is this amazing medical intuitive that I have received great benefit from working with. She just did a scan on my daughter, which was beyond wow. It was just so right on. She found frequencies. Gabrielle's father, Christopher, my husband, had a lot of neurological weaknesses. He had brain aneurysms and ultimately died of an aneurysm to his heart from a heart attack. So she found patterns of that in Gabrielle so that we can nip them in the bud right now, which was attributing some to her migraines that she's had in the past. So very interesting stuff. I urge you to join us on Wednesday night if you can at all, 7 to 9. And, of course, you sign up at IMD Wallace. It's Create Wellness Now. I've worked with Susan. I absolutely, unconditionally guarantee she's the real thing. Okay, so, interesting. I've got to remember that it's, and that's the word consistency keeps coming up. Consistency. I noticed that things that I'm working on will totally clear up, absolutely totally clear up. And then they'll surface for a couple of days, and then they'll totally clear up again. And I keep claiming consistency and stability around the freedom, that we achieve, and that it's consistent and stabilized, and something's going to come through on the webinar about that. Okay, I want to jump quickly to this wonderful thing that Jan McKenzie sent me, addressing some of the stuff from the last show. And I was talking to a lovely gentleman, and I said, well, this is definitely past life issues, which were feeding, creating him to be in need of constant vigilance. And I want you to hear this because she's saying what I'm saying, but she's saying it in a much different way that I thought was just awesome. So I'm going to read this. Now, my perspective about reality is that linear time as we know it here in 3D is nowhere near the only way to perceive reality. As we know, our power resides in the present moment. So I do not look at past lives as causing anything in my present reality. Rather, I believe that we all have multiplicities of past, parallel, future, probable lives with which we can choose to connect. This, too, is a choice. So if I am feeling lonely, this vibration goes out into the universe of me and connects me with whatever past, parallel, future, probable lives match lonely. And this bond, especially when it is existing primarily subconsciously, strengthens the feelings that created the bond in the first place. So if I'm choosing to feel be lonely, then the universe of me is supporting that by connecting me with other lonely lives. And I'm going to add here of me. And of other vibrational beings out there. However, we can take this into conscious choice. If I am pulling in energy from other lives here in my present, I can choose to elevate my vibration and thereby affect those lives who I am matched with and attract other lives to connect with who match my new vibration. So I think this is awesome, because I often say, you know, I know it's really exciting to keep looking at our past lives, but guys, you got to live this one. This is the life you've been dying to live, right? According to Terry Cole Whittaker. And I think we should claim right now, whatever it is you may still be challenged with right now and what's going on in your life, whatever past, present, future, parallel, whatever lives you might be hooking into that are buddying up with you about this, we want them to come in and go, look, no, we're freedom now. You need to be freedom. You need to be power. We know that we're the God of our own choice. We're the God of free will of us. You need to get on board with that. And we want you to vibrate. We are commanding you to vibrate in love and harmony and joy and fun and unconditional love and freedom. So wherever I exist anywhere, I'm moving into that big yippee, yaha, woohoo place. And so it is. I want to just put out to you, too, in May 9th, I'll be in Doylestown again for a seminar and a couple of day of privates. Then I go to the New York Open Center Saturday, May 17th. Sunday, May 18th, I'll be at the Atma Center in Hartford, Connecticut. Tuesday, May 20th, I'll be at Circles of Wisdom in Andover, Massachusetts. And Friday, May 23rd, I'll be at Leapin' Lizards in Freeport, Maine. Now, most of those places I will always also be staying over and doing private sessions. So come play with me, join me. I know we've got the group, our little group that came together in Doylestown is coming back to play. My beautiful guy, Lanny, will be assisting me and traveling with me through this because we'll be driving this. I can't wait. I can't wait to be with all of you. And right now, I can't wait to get to the calls. So here we go. Miss Jean in Massachusetts. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. I just wanted to check in after the New Year's, and I'm very excited that you're coming to New England in May.
Thank you.
And Joy and I are planning to go.
Yay. Which place?
Well, we haven't decided Hartford or Andover.
Okay.
So I think they're equidistant from the Cape. So.
Well, I'm thrilled and I'm honored that you're coming to support me, baby. We'll have some good time, I guarantee you that.
Yes, it's about time I meet you in person.
Indeed.
So my new business is, happening, but not physically yet. And I am going to pick up a couple of home care jobs 2 days a week just to keep me solvent.
Okay.
And I'm going to start that this Friday.
Okay. So there's something you want to know about.
What?
When I say that you have created this new job, and restate that for everybody. What is the new job?
It's called Clutter-Free Living, and I go in and organize for people. Closets, clothes, drawers, files, whatever.
As we know, is incredibly important. You don't get your clutter out of your energy. There's not enough room for your energy to expand. And if your house isn't in order, your house within isn't in order. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what you need to bring into alignment and harmony. There's something within, there's a clutter that's still within you, Jean, and it's the clutter of fear. So what fear is cluttering up this creation of this very important and needed service that you're creating here? What's the fear?
That nobody knows I can do this, or not enough people will connect to it.
Okay.
I've been doing that exercise where I meditate and shine the light like a lighthouse
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was mentioned on one of your shows.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to add something to that. And this has been something that I have been tracking within myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is up for everybody. And this is the biggest shift you can all make right now. Remember, three things have to come together: how you see yourself, how you see the world, and how you see the world seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right now, you see yourself as successfully doing this business. That's a true statement? Yes.
Yes.
You see the world as seeing you do it, but not successfully. So in other words, your perception of the people that you're looking at in the world out there is people don't see me as successful.
Okay, I get
that. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. So if your perception, guys, if our perception is, wow, those people out there don't really love me. Wow, those people out there don't think I know what I'm talking about. Wow, those people out there, they don't get that I really know what I'm doing. If we see them seeing us like that, it's pretty hard to complete our creation, isn't it?
Yes. Now, what do I need to change to get that?
Well, I think, everybody, it comes down to, really, do we feel loved?
Mm-hmm.
By everyone outside of us. I mean, I think I shared with you on one of the shows, I was even going through that with my family at Christmas, which was totally coming from within me. But we have to shift that perspective. Oh, my God, I'm loved in this world. I'm honored in this world. I'm respected in this world. So the more we can take time to go within and allow ourselves to experience the joy and the happiness and the power, they're saying, of being seen by all people and all energy outside of us, to really start telling the water of us, this is my new memory. You know, I'm going to spend time experiencing this so that the memory in my water can take on these new attributes of really celebrating that I'm seen and loved and honored and respected in this world. And now there's something else coming in. I thought that was it. Sheets. Book, give me a song, honey.
Roar. Roar.
Roar.
Katy Perry.
Gene. Say it again.
Roar, Katy Perry.
Okay, roar. Okay. Well, I don't know what the song is about, but they're saying that's an affirmation. So what's the song about?
Kind of roaring to be her own self out in the world.
Yeah, okay. So you see, the more you can not see it as a jungle, the more you can see it as a amusement park where everybody gets to play.
Oh, that's and, okay, like
you
that.
You know, and that you see the fun and the opportunity, and that everybody wants you to succeed out there. The more we can own our integrity of who we are, the wholeness of who we are, because then we get to release the fear from the need of pleasing other people, from the fear that they don't love us, they don't accept us. We really can be the wholeness of our power out there. And you see how that all goes together then, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so we're all coming together. Get conscious, everybody. All coming together to claim the cocktail and the infinity formula around all of that. So it is. And that's, it's all done now. I get it's all done. So, again, live in that experience as much as you can. guys. You know, direct your energy. Choose to get up every morning and go, I'm choosing to know that I'm loved by every single person that's looking at me. I'm respected. I'm honored, and they get me. And that's what I want today. Okay?
Very good. Thank you
so
much.
All right, you bet. Yeah, what a great, 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 great message, Jean. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to Linda in Calgary. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Hi. Boy, that last one was pretty powerful. It brought me to tears. So
yep.
It might be connected to what I'm looking for.
It's connected to everything that everybody's looking for right now.
Oh, yes, yes. So I'm new to your work, and I just want to thank you for all the free stuff that you put out there. It's been really meaningful and helpful.
Good. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks. And there's a place where I'm really out of wholeness right now, and I have been home with my kids for many years, and I'm wanting to get back out and work again. And
okay, so Linda, the first thing they're saying to me is you never leave your wholeness.
Mm.
You can't leave the wholeness of who you are. You can take that wholeness and put it on hold, but you can't ever leave it, baby.
Right.
All right. So that's the good news. You don't have to get anything back. You just have to activate the part of the wholeness of you. Okay, so you want to get back out there. Keep going.
Yeah. So I want to start working. I want to start earning my own money. And it just really escapes me. I have a lot of fear around it.
Okay, well, what's your fear?
I'm afraid that I will get burnt out.
Nope.
I'm afraid I will end up doing some work that, like I kind of feel like a drone where I'm just doing repetitive.
No, it's not about any of that. That's what your conscious mind is thinking it's about. What they're saying to me is it's really about is you haven't chosen what you want to do. You haven't said what gives me passion. What am I excited about? And if you haven't asked that question and are focusing yourself toward that, then all those fears are going to come up because you will end up doing something you're not passionate about, and then you'll feel like a dead drone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you, what are you passionate about doing?
Well, for the past many years, I've been involved in personal development, and I love that stuff.
But there's a but there.
There's a but I don't know if I'm in integrity with myself and my God in the world to actually be doing that.
Okay. Well, my beautiful person, that is what you have to get in alignment before you do anything. Because if you think you're out of integrity with the God of you, no matter what you do, you will take that into it. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wherever you go, there you are. So the highest thing we can find today, and this is for absolutely everybody on the call, is why the hell we think we're out of integrity with the God that we are. And the answer that they're screaming in my brain is because we're not working with our wholeness. So what that means is we've allowed other people's fears to separate us from our wholeness, like the whole thing about cancer that I was talking about at the beginning of the show. The collective consciousness can make you leave your wholeness if you are not vigilant that you are listening and following and not creating your own truth. And the truth for all of us is that we are the God of our own energy, that we are given free will to be as powerful in integrity, which means wholeness, as we want to be. So there's nothing out of our control, Linda, Do you understand? There's nothing out of your control around being the greatest, happiest, truest God of you who lives in integrity. And then you take that into anything you do, and that's who you are. Do you understand?
I understand. And so so where I'm at is then how do I actually work with that? I do connect with my high power every morning as much as possible. As I recall, throughout the day, I invite it to be with me, to work with me.
Mm-hmm. Don't know you're it also.
I don't know I'm it. Okay.
Yeah. You see, and that's the separation. What does your mom have to do with this? Your mom has a lot to do with this. And you got to put all the shit from your mom. You got to let that go.
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom was bipolar and schizophrenic, and
okay. Well, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but there's a fear. There's a fear in you, and that's the wholeness part. You see.
Mm. So I don't fear that I will be ill like her, although I've adopted different kinds of unwellness. But my real fear, my fear is I will be dependent the rest of my life like she was.
Okay, well, is that what you want?
No, of course not, no.
Well, then I'd stop fearing it. Because what you fear, you're going to put your focus on, and you'll create it in one way or another, whether it's health or, you know, an accident or financially you can't make a living, so you're going to have to be dependent on the government or somebody else, you know. No, that's not what you want. That's not being the God of you. And living in your wholeness and integrity. And that's what the formula is all about, they're telling me. So, you know, whenever you hear those thoughts and become aware of them, and you will be much more aware of them now, you got to stop yourself, Linda. And you have to say, okay, seriously, make a joke out of it. Start laughing. Seriously, Linda, this is the very thing you don't want. Hello? Going mm-hmm. down the toilet here. So what do you want? I want to know that I'm independent in this world, and I am independent in my own creation, and in that independence, I let all God energy, the blade of grass, the space in front of me, the extraterrestrials, the angelic realm, all of God energy to come in and support me in my independence and my freedom and my power.
And so it is.
You bet, baby.
Okay.
That's what I mean. The things that are daunting us the most are our greatest opportunities to take the energy of separation within ourselves and bring it back into wholeness. You just have to stay conscious and kind of, you know, do tough love with it. You know? Okay?
Yeah, well, That is my homework, and my next call I think is going to be different.
Well, and you know what? It's a process of living, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
We're all teaching ourselves how to live consciously in joy and love. So, you know, pat yourself on the back and laugh every time you fall out. Keep it light and make this creation process fun. Because you're going to get a lot further, a lot faster when it's fun. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, baby cakes. Go get them.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. We are going to... Well, I couldn't get her off there. Brian in New Jersey. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Hey, Dee. You may have already answered the question with the last two callers, but, you know, because obviously we're all going through the same thing because that's what happens in this community. But just wanted to see if the channel has...
No, there's something else you're bringing in.
Okay.
It's a three-parter, and we've gotten to two of the parts. So
okay.
Okay, so what's up?
Well, you know, in a nutshell, I think, you know, last time we spoke, we were talking about the idea of that respite around the holidays and, you know, coming out of it and jumping forward into that new feeling of 2014, which I actually felt before the holidays and then kind of went into that respite period. But I feel like I haven't moved out of that yet. And I'm trying to work what I can work to change the energy, but at the same time letting
okay,
go and allowing
see,
it to happen.
I get a no on that.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Well, they're telling me to just claim the infinity formula now.
Okay.
Sheets, book, give me a song.
Oh, gosh, from the movie Frozen, Let It Go.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it. You see, you're holding your focus on why hasn't it? Can you just let it go, let it be, let it flow? That's they just showed me the ice melting.
Okay.
You know, you need to open up and give up and let it flow, and then everything will be open for you.
Gotcha.
And it's that, again, that little place of fear or, you know, it's the misunderstanding that we're all God and we have to take responsibility for directing our own energy and not making it another rule and a regulation, that it has to flow. It has to be an easy flow, everybody, of, okay, and they're showing me like, well, gosh, I've got three or four pictures coming through. Like a little kid learning how to ride a bicycle for the first time. You give them a push. You give them the direction. You support them. And you let them go so they can actually ride. That's the part where you're at, Brian. Let yourself go so you can go on the ride.
Okay.
And that means trusting the universe to come through for you. So I ask you from the first parter, how do you see the world and the people in it? Do you see them as every single person wanting this movie to get made?
I have not seen every single person, though I have seen many, so I think I need to shift that focus.
Yeah. We're just, do you understand, every memory in our water, every electrical impulse that we have been used to sending out because it seems to have been the truth was, I have to work and struggle because the world isn't on my side. And what I'm saying to all of us and what the channel is saying to all of us is that's not the truth. It's been our appeared truth because we made it the truth so long ago.
Gotcha.
And if we want to create another truth now and live the ease and effortlessness of 2014, so funny, they don't like the word effortlessness because they take your, it takes your focus to effort. So the ease of 2014, then we have to start experiencing within ourselves all of the world showing up for us. We have to send those electrical impulses out first to get the proof back that the world works that way. See, you got to shift you around that first and just send it out with ease and know that it's done. Just know that it's done. The people
okay.
who are there to help you are coming forward to help you. The opportunities are coming forward to help you. I'm doing the same thing with, you know, my toy that I created right now. I'm anxious. That's the highest word for both of us, Brian. We're anxious.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? And we're anxious because we know what an amazing thing we have.
Yep.
And, but you get anxious when you don't know.
Right.
And so, I get it.
Yes.
We have to hold ourselves in our wholeness, in our integrity, in our faith of knowing that it's done.
Yes. It really, you know what? I get it and I feel it and I feel that sense of ease.
They want to add it's done in divine timing. And that does not mean, oh, I just have to sit back and wait. The time isn't here yet. That's not what they mean. A lot of people, they're saying to me, have misconstrued the meaning of divine timing. Divine timing is when the wholeness and the totality of our faith come together within us. Wow.
Ooh.
Holy hell.
Can you repeat that?
Man, did you feel, I felt that right through my heart.
I felt it too, but can you repeat it?
Divine timing is, gosh, when the wholeness of our knowing and our faith comes together within us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So again, it's all about how much can we do to live in harmony within ourselves.
Wow.
The peace, the knowing, the joy, the love, just holding yourself in that place. And it's challenging right now, possible and challenging right now, because the collective consciousness is having to look at all the places of humongous fear that it is living within. You see, I knew it wasn't me that was in fear of cancer.
Right.
But the vibrations around me are so prevalent in its fear. And if my work is about being connected and responsible and conscious about what's going on in the collective consciousness, and this work has always been about that, I have got to address what is going on in the collective, and the best way they bring it to my attention is through my own fears.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And again, we're going to be going into these finding these vibrations and these focal points, that's an interesting word, and patterns and implants and all that on the webinar. Because it is a sickness, right? It, fear is a sickness, and it's the major sickness that we are all being asked to heal right now.
Yeah.
And so we're claiming the cocktail and the infinity symbol around, formula around all of this. So it is. Gosh, thank you for that, Brian.
Oh, thank you, Dee.
Much love.
You too.
And let's see, we're going to Manny in Arizona. Hi, Manny. You on?
Hi, ma'am.
Hello.
Oh, excuse me. Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
I apologize. I was working. Sorry. I had you on the
That's
speaker.
That's okay. What can we help you with?
No. I'm just calling to say thank you for last week I called, and it was almost what the first caller that you had today was the honor and loving yourself, and I'm just calling you. It was awesome. Every time I just talk to you, I don't know why, I just listen to you every day and, you know, go with it. Just to let you know really quick, business-wise, you know, I ran into a couple good people, and they were leading me back into my path. I was just, again, on the fear, and like you said, consistency was a big word in fear, and with the relationship, and I guess I'm keep pausing, I guess, manifesting the what I fear into my life. And
that's
like,
a true
wow.
statement. So what do you want to focus on, Manny? The fear just tells you your focus is in the wrong place.
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you want to focus on, sweetheart?
Healthy relationship. you know, and I, like I said, I've been like, wow, she just, the first caller when they called, and what you're talking about right now too, all these callers, I'm like, well, I don't even need to probably be on the phone because I just listen. Because, I mean, it's just really...
Yeah, we all acknowledge that. We, when we come together, it's like, oh, my God, every caller was, you know, served me. But they want to take a minute with you, Manny, because somewhere your definition of a happy relationship includes struggle. Did you watch your parents struggle?
You know what? Somewhat, I did, but, you know, my father worked, so my mom was the home, you know, home wife, but we, actually, dad did great. I don't know if it's where I became a sports manager, and I think I picked up, when I was actually living and working with this individual who was multi-million-dollar, but Jesus, the stuff that happened in those 7 years, what I picked up from there was, yeah, it was even a struggle to keep money, it was a struggle to keep happy relationships, or even,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. Okay. So they want to be clear with you. This is going to be your freedom. You attracted that experience so that you could clearly see what you don't want, what you don't want to believe in, what doesn't have to be. So every single negative thing of that particular experience, you created as a gift to yourself so that you can go, oh, wow, I got the formula for relationships now. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that, which means I do want this, and I want this, and I want this. I want communication. I want respect. I want two people to honor each other, whether it's a boss and a worker or two lovers, right? Or
yes,
a parent and a child. In relationships, there must be honoring, there must be respect, there must be communication, there must be love, there must be trust, and there must be patience. Now, it's interesting. Patience is a very high word for you in relationships. So don't keep trying to create a relationship that, quote-unquote, doesn't have those things you witnessed. Focus on creating relationships that have all the things you want. That's where you've kind of been falling out, okay? Are you clear?
Definitely. That's a, like I said, I've been in this relationship for 2 years, and I'm like, how do you detach? How? Because I know that's what I don't want from an individual, and I'm still sitting there, and I said, business-wise, I just talked to D, went great, but my fear again came up this week, and I went to counseling yesterday with her for a health, you know, this new counseling relationship, and oh my God, when we came out of there, it was like, I'm always getting blamed for everything, and I'm like, I'm the one who's trying to do anything that we can. Let's go see D. Oh my God, it's just,
well,
I just, how do you eat that? How do you,
point,
how do you,
Manny,
walk away?
At some point, you have to love yourself enough to go, is this still serving me? And I know that's tough love, guys, but I don't believe in staying in relationships that are bringing you down in any way. And a lot of people argue with me about that, but I'm sorry. If you're not being honored and respected, which means you've got a place in yourself that needs to honor and respect you more. But if you shift into that honor and respect, and they can't shift with you, then you got to ask yourself, is staying here really loving myself? And if it's not, you got to move on.
Thank you.
You got it?
Got it.
Okay. Anything higher? Nope. That's it. Go love yourself,
thank you,
baby.
Thank you. You have a great week. Thank you.
You too. You too, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to Kathy in Maryland.
Good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
Dee.
Hi, good
How
morning.
Are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Good. I signed up for the webinar, so I hope
awesome.
I get plenty. I hope
well, you
I get
will
plenty.
Not. You will not be
healing.
Sorry. I guarantee you. Nobody's ever sorry that signed up for one of these webinars. I've never, ever, ever had a complaint or can I have my money back ever. So, did you get the free one, Kathy?
Yes, I did. I have to listen to it.
Yeah, you do, because it'll really help you in starting being really clear about the work. But what can we help you with today, baby?
Well, I'm glad I called today because my problem is clutter, and I want to know why I'm hanging on to it.
Well, the first thing that comes in is you're hanging on to it because it allows you not to look at what you really want.
Mm.
So what happens is, I'll just use a metaphor. If you come into a room that you can't even walk in,
mm-hmm.
you have to focus on getting rid of everything before you can focus on using the room for what you want, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's say you want to use that room as an exercise room to get your body in shape. You can't ever get to your goal because you've got too much shit in the way. And that's what it represents. So you got to get your shit out of the way, dude. Within and in your living quarters, because it just represents where your energy's at. If you haven't used it in a year, guys, or it's not something really incredibly special to you from your family, chuck it.
Mm.
Put it out for a garage sale. Get rid of it. You don't need the papers. You don't need another damn sign on your wall. You don't need another piece of clothing. You just, if you haven't used it in a year, get rid of it unless it's a family memento.
Yeah, I do it in little cycles, you know, okay? I give stuff away.
Yes, but you called today because you want to make some big changes into ease for 2014.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is your focus right now. Your focus is I'm clearing all my energy so that I can use that energy to focus it all on what I want. So get busy and get rid of that stuff. It's not serving you.
Okay.
It's holding your energy back. Do you understand, baby?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, guys. So what we have here is bringing in the wholeness of us, that when we move out of faith, we move out of our wholeness. So ask yourself, where do you need to bring yourself more into faith? Where have you lost a little bit of faith? Where do you need to bring your wholeness and your focus of wholeness back to? How much do you know that you are the God of you that chooses and focuses energy on whatever it wants if it's conscious? And the simplest thing to remember is we all want love, we want freedom, we want joy, we want unconditional love, and that starts with ourselves. We want to let it flow. We want to let it be easy. But we have to create that reality within ourselves, that knowing that creation in 2014 is easy and joyful and flowing. Please join me next Wednesday night, the 22nd, for Create Wellness Now with the amazing medical intuitive Susan Shadburn. Until then, love yourselves, love yourselves. My goodness, guys, love yourselves as much as you can till you burst. Love yourselves and then take that love out into the world. Watch your lives change. We guarantee they will.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.